Kelly Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Tuesday, the first day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their really incredible continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Yonah Gross of Congregation Beth Midrash in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Gross slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it'll be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholem and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Gross to learn more about his wonderful community in Philly. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gross.
Okay, thank you for having me today, calling in from Philadelphia or from Wynwood, Pennsylvania. As a good chodesh, everybody, and thank you for listening. There is a medrash in this week's parsha, or discussing the story of Esav in this week's parsha, where Rishon Gamliel says, "Lukivid bereis avusav kmo anias avusai," that most of the people in my generation are not able to honor their parents compared to me, who is able to honor my parents even better. Uvasasi, however, I found to covet Esav la'aviv yoser mi many. But I have found that Esav, he honored his parents even more than I was able to do so myself. Kesad, how is that? What did Esav do that I wasn't able to do? Zamra Mishin Gamliel, Hayisi Mishamish Avi Bekalim Soim, the Shayisi Holech Lashuk, Hayisi Mashish Lasan Hakim, Velubish Kalim Naim. When I used to work with my father, I would put on my house clothing because I knew that I might get dirty. But when I would go out to the Shuk, when I would go out to do business, I would put on my fancier clothing. But Esav, that wasn't the case. Esav would wear his fancy clothing when he would be working with and honoring his father, and therefore Esav was considered to be on a higher level than I am. So Rav Henoch Leibowitz in the Chidushi Alev asked, if Rav Shimon Gamliel recognized that wearing fancier clothing is considered to be a better way of honoring one's parents, and that's what put Esav on a higher level than he was, so why didn't he just put on fancy clothing? It was just something that was available for him to be able to do. Why didn't he go ahead and do it? So Rav Henoch explains that there's sometimes a distinction between mitzvos and midas chasidus. That a mitzvah is something that a person does, and we get the reward when we do mitzvos, regardless of whether our heart is in it or how much regardless of what level we're on. If we do the mitzvah, we get reward for doing it. However, sometimes things are referred to as a midas chasidus, considered an honorable deed, a righteous deed. He says, and that, a righteous deed, that needs to be done in a way that is equal to where one's level is at. That a person can't just say, oh, I'll reach up there. I have to do something where at the level that I currently am at. Because if one doesn't go ahead and do that, if one says, oh, I'll reach higher, then they're ultimately going to get burnt. For example, Rav Henoch says, let's say Rav Shimon Gamliel would put on his fancier clothing, and he would go and honor his father, and over the course of honoring his father, he would stain his clothing, or he would rip them, or he would make them dirty. So he would be upset by that, and if he gets upset by that, so that would ruin whatever positivity he gained from wearing the nicer clothing. As opposed to Esav, apparently he suggests, Esav would not have been upset. Esav would have said, oh, that's considered an additional honor to that I'm able to do for one's parents. So before one goes ahead and jumps and tries to do things above their level, they have to make sure that they're spiritually at the appropriate level to be able to handle that stringency which they're attempting to accept upon themselves. So over the last couple of months, so understanding where a person is at, where we've all had the chance perhaps to look inside of us I'm able to say, where am I at in terms of my avoda and in terms of my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have I been able to keep up my davening schedule? Have I been able to keep up my learning schedule? Have I been able to keep up my chesed schedule? Have I been able to continue to do all of these different things, which I, you know, when I see everybody all the time, I'm able to do. I go to shul, I'm there, and everybody sees me under normal circumstances, but am I able to maintain that same level of connection to Hashem, even when I'm not currently being able to go to shul and be able to be with all of my friends in the same way that I normally am the rest of the time? So this has provided that ability to be somewhat introspective. And if we're all continuing, all these months later, continuing to get together and learn on a daily basis, and continuing to daven on a regular basis, and we're continuing to maintain that high spiritual level, so that means that even when we get back together, hopefully we'll be able to know that we are totally lishma, that we're totally doing this for the sake of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and be able to rise to higher and higher levels. So that is the Dvar Torah. I'll move on to Tehillim. Perek Chaf Gimel, Mizmor le David, Adonai Roi lo Echzar. Vinos Desha Yarbiteni Ame Menuchos Yinahaleni. Nafshi Yeshovev Yanchen Vimagli Sedek Laman Shemo. Gam Ki Elech Begay Salmaves Lo Ira Ra Ki Acha Imadi. Shistacha Umishantecha Hema Yinachamuni. Haroch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Torai. Vishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya. Achtov Vachesed Yudifuni Kol Yumei Chayai. Vishasti Beveis Adonai Lioras Yamim. Parakuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos Isayinayel Harim Meayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shamayim Ba'aret. Ayitain Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha V'Yarei Ach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeizcha Uvoecha Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Perek Kuf Lamed Shir HaMa'alos Mimamakim Keresicha Adonai. Adonai Shima V'Koli Tiyeno Aznecha Kashuvos L'Kol Tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi yamod ki imcha hasicha leman tivarei ki visi Adonai kipsa nafshi lidvaro holchalti nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachel Yisrael Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed varbeimo fedus. Behu Yistes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Mishaberach Lecholim. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aron David U'Shlomo. Hu Yivarech V'Yirape Esacholim V'Esacholos. Bavur shenachnu mispalim bavuram mizparzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yemalei rachamim aleihem lachimam lachusam lachzikam lachziusam vishlach lehem rofar shlamin ha-shamayim l'chor v'rihem l'chol gideihem l'toshrach olei Yisrael refuas ha-nefesh refuas ha-guf hashva bagala u'bizman kariv v'noymar amein. Ahacheinu kol beis Yisrael. Ahacheinu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim basara uveshivya haomdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzei misara lirvacha umeyafel aliyara Umishibu ligula hashta bagala ubizman kah V'nimar, amen. Okay, thank you for this.
Thank you.
And a good Chodesh. Yes.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Gross. As we transition into the next portion of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, we're okay. And my community and me personally had a couple of people in the beginning of this that were sick a little while, but since then we've been for the most part okay. Although the truth is, the schools in our area are going to be forced to close down beginning next week for 2 weeks. Hopefully it will only be for 2 weeks and we'll be able to open up after that again.
Well, we're certainly grateful to hear that everyone is doing all right. Sorry to hear the school would be closing. Not a simple parsha, but hopefully it will be limited to just those 2 weeks and then everyone will be able to come and be back where everyone should be.
Mm-hmm.
To get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to share with us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Okay, so my shul is actually located in Wynnewood, which is part of Lower Merion, Pennsylvania. It's a suburb of Philadelphia, and half of my community lives in the city of Philadelphia itself. Congregation Beth HaMedrash is a very diverse shul. With welcoming, it's the only shul in that neighborhood. We welcome all different types of Jews there, from those that are learned and have kids learning in Kollel, to those that are on their various paths to closer observance to Hashem. Beyond that, we have schools and several local Orthodox day schools and high schools, both co-ed as well as separate. And I also have a further position as the Kashrus administrator for Community Kashrus of Greater Philadelphia, which is our local Hashgacha organization.
That's great. Sounds like there's a place for everyone in the community. It's really amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What motivated and drove you to go into the rabbinate, and more specifically, to become a pulpit rabbi?
I just found myself enjoying working with people. Over various programs I did when I was in Smicha, I started interacting more with adults, and I just saw the potential for growth of people of all ages, and being a shul rabbi, as well as having some additional positions as well, enables me to have a very wide variety of experiences and be able to work with people in a lot of different roles and be able to see growth over a long period of time.
Beautiful. Wow. Last question for you. With so much change going on over these past 8 months, and with change and with challenge, there's always opportunity and innovation. But our lives have changed, and more than just going on to Zoom or the social distancing and the mask wearing. There are going to be changes that might be permanent. There might be changes that are just temporary. But when we try and think forward, in Yirat Hashem, please God, it should be soon. We'll be post-COVID, obviously positive news coming out with potential vaccines in the near future, with where those go. But when you think about your community specifically, or perhaps more broadly, the Jewish community, what communal changes do you anticipate for the future?
Well, something that I hope perhaps has changed is that for people to connect, I mean, our shul has been open for several months, certainly the first couple of months, and even now when shul is open, not everybody is able to make it. So there has been efforts made by members of our shul to be able to make sure everybody's involved, check in on people, and if somebody isn't able to make it to shul, make sure they still feel that they're connected and part of the community. So I hope that that's able to continue, that people notice when others aren't in shul, and don't just focus their shul life as their main social outlay. I see who I see in shul, and then I continue with my life the rest of the time, which is separate from that, but rather be able to continue those calls, be able to make sure that people are in touch with one another and in contact with one another, even outside the context of their shul experience.
It's a beautiful idea, and certainly we hope that that sentiment will continue in Yirat Hashem, and we hope that very soon as we go towards that post-COVID-19 that we find ourselves in. Rabbi Gross, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are on the full of Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Our thoughts and our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered latova for good. May the Rabboni Sholom, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. My good friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Karish, will be back in the studio filling in for me, and we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yaakov Meir of Aish, Denver, in Denver, Colorado. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.